Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Shannon Gregg. Dr. Shannon Gregg is the president of Cloud Adoption Solutions, a sales consultancy based on her research in sales tech user adoption. She is also a professor at Point Park University. So, Shannon, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm so excited for you to be here too. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
It's spectacular to watch the way that AI is worming its way in to everything that we're doing. And I really work with folks who are using sales technology. And I think truly we're just tapping what is possible. People are using AI for content marketing, content development, outlines. And now I'm starting to see them use in sorts of ways that will say, what's my next best action with this prospect or this client or a customer that we need to serve? And so we're seeing AI start to infiltrate every single place where our customers are working.
That is right. AI, AI is everywhere. It's been here for 70 years and we didn't even know it. And it started to come out to the public in 2022. But in reality, like if you have a Roomba vacuum, I
Yes.
remember I had it in 2016. Oh my gosh, how much I love it. But that's AI. Or if Netflix told you last night what to watch. That's also AI. So, Shannon, what are some practical applications that you have used in your business?
I love that you're talking about how to think about AI first in consumer grade, because a lot of times when you are in a business, it's challenging to think about how do I adopt and adapt this new tool in the way that will make the most sense so it can serve my business and not get in the way and become an even bigger burden to me. And so some of the ways that we've started using AI internally are ways that you're saying. First, we start to think about it as people. So how would we want to use this as a customer? Using something like we like Gemini, but using something like a generative AI, like a ChatGPT to say, can you rewrite this with a more professional tone? Or can you read this email that I'm sending and pull out the three most important bullet points so that I can recap them at the end? And so really starting in ways that feel a little bit easier to digest as a consumer is a really great way to put that application to work. But we definitely are using it with our clients to say, okay, if you're using a marketing automation system and you want to think about having a chatbot to pool, what is going to be the thing that will answer your question so that people can self-service? Those are ways that we're really seeing people take advantage of. And I love, Anna, the way that you would describe this. Netflix is telling you what to watch next, because that's what AI does really well, is identifies patterns so that it can give predictions for what you'd like to do next.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's so beautiful. Yes, AI recognizes patterns and it's a tool. It's a beautiful tool. That's you're so on point. And also I don't know what you think about this. I have realized that it has helped me a lot with my communication because I tend to go into rabbit holes and I like go in circles to get to one point.
Yes.
And if I just type, okay, I want to say this, ChatGPT help me, or like whatever other generated language model, help me to get this direct and concise and like make me more effective in this communication. It helps me realize, oh, okay, I was not doing it like correctly. So this is better and it helps us learn.
Definitely does.
So, Shannon, what are some, for instance, general ideas that you've heard or misunderstandings about AI? Like, we've all heard that AI is going to take your job, but what else have you heard?
AI is going to take your job is one of the things that you do hear the most. And when people are nervous about that, I have a good friend, Ian Gotts, who says, no, AI will not take your job, but somebody knows how to use AI will. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we're talking to people about how to use AI, it's always think in small steps, right? You can't do it all at once. You have to start in really small steps. I also hear a lot of people who have data privacy concerns. And that is one that people definitely should be thinking about and, you know, being realistic with their organizations about where they are using AI, being careful not to put any very private information into AI. So, you know, using a tool that to say, hey, if these were our results from first, second, third quarter of this year, what do you predict our fourth quarter results would be? And putting in, you know, really specific information that is specialized to your company without checking to see what the terms and conditions are. And I think data privacy is probably one of the things that people are speaking the most about whenever I'm talking to them about AI and AI readiness.
Yes, I've heard that too a lot. And it reminds me of that day where Microsoft just blacked out and airports were not functioning and like it was mayhem. So, I mean, every time we walk, we have this, we're in danger of falling down. So I will say that.
It's true. And I think that underscores what you first brought up, which is AI is not going to take your job. There still have to be humans who are capable of doing it for redundancy's sake and to adjudicate it, to make sure AI is actually spitting out what it's supposed to, because I'm sure you heard that story about an attorney who used ChatGPT very early on and it spit out six cases for him that didn't actually exist. And he got caught up in court with that.
Yeah, we have to be very careful with hallucinations with AI, but that's why the input that we put with, like everything in life, a good input will get you a good output.
So true. It's so true. And I think that's one of the things we have to keep thinking critically about, which is making sure that we are giving good input. Our prompts are very direct and outline exactly what it is we're expecting to see and how to redirect AI when it hasn't given us what we wanted.
Yes. And also to input exactly what we do not want it to do.
Yes.
That's been very helpful for me.
That's a great tip. And I think underscore, bold, italicize that, Anna. You're exactly right. What you don't want it to do is just as important as what you do want it to do.
So Shannon, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yes. So I primarily serve folks who are in regulated industries, who are using salesforce.com or affiliated applications. So people who say, I understand what my process is and here's how it works in technology. I primarily work in the life sciences practice. So I came out of clinical research technology. I was a business applications owner there and started working with people to make sure that they were using their tech in the best way possible.
Awesome. How can people reach out to you?
Please find me on LinkedIn, Shannon J. Gregg. I had to put that J in there because there's other Shannon Greggs running around out there. And I'm in Pittsburgh, so you'll recognize me.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap from here. What's going on with me today? We're going to wrap from here. Thanks for our guest, Shannon J. Gregg, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting her LinkedIn, Shannon J. Gregg. I'm going to say it again, Shannon J. Gregg. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.